Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at. Or listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Happy Wednesday. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 100.9, 6:20 in the morning, and oh man, I'm feeling good. Had my first shot of coffee. I'm doing all right this morning. You haven't had anything yet. You haven't had your cran grape?
Not yet. Haven't had sparkling your cran grape.
Oh, was there a difference? Because I used to drink cran grape, but I didn't realize sparkling more like bubbly or something?
Yep, it's carbonated. You can get carbonated cranberry juice from Ocean Spray or carbonated sparkling cran grape from Ocean Spray.
Did not know that. I'm going to have to give that a try. Can I have a sip?
No.
Let me say like the first sip.
I can't stand when people want to share drinks with me.
I can't either, and I'm married. So wait, when you're married one day, do you think you'll have a share with the Egyptian or whoever your
he
hubby
always,
might be?
You know what he always does? Is he always says, oh, I'm not hungry, I don't want anything. Then I'll make food or I'll pour a drink, and then he'll say, can I have some?
That's a chick
move. And that
move.
Is the number one thing that I cannot stand about him.
Wow.
Cannot stand it.
Hope he's listening to these podcasts while he's over in Italy or wherever he's at in another part of the world. He needs to get his act right. Today it's going to be breezy and less humid, which is a good thing. High is 77. Maybe today will be a good day to go cut the grass. Ours looks like we're in the jungle or the Congo. I got to go cut that thing down with a machete. Tomorrow on Thursday, it's going to be sunny and a high of 78. So it's about time we had a couple of good days. I just personally wish the weekends were always nice. I could live with crappy weekdays. How was your day yesterday?
It was long. It was good. I finally got to watch Bachelor in Paradise, which is the number one thing that I wanted to do on Monday that I couldn't do. So you know what? I'm feeling good because I got to catch up on Monday nights. I got to watch last night's. And yeah, so it was a good night.
That's a good thing. Last night, my wife and I hopped on our laptops along with our friends around the country, and we did a little fantasy football draft in. Had to get our, our fantasy football teams picked out. And I think my team sucks. I don't think I'm going to win a game. I think I lost all the money I put in.
Oh.
It came back. I do like Yahoo Fantasy. There's all kinds of different leagues or apps you can use. And it said, Joe, your team, Big Bald Baby, because that is my fantasy football team name, Big Bald Baby, gave me a C. It gave me a C.
Like a grading scale of how good your team will be?
Yeah, like how good my players are, like my quarterback, my running players.
That's embarrassing.
It's terrible. It's like I drafted the Colts. No, I'm kidding. The Colts are probably better than my team, but we shall see. And that was exciting. So a lot to look forward to this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. We are going to be hooking you up today right around 7 o'clock with Miguel tickets. Miguel will be in concert coming up soon. You know Miguel right here.
Yes. The sexiest artist of all time. Yes, I do know him. Hello, Miguel. Hi. How are you? Hello.
You'll win tickets at 7 o'clock to see Miguel, and you'll also get qualified. You could be going to see J-Lo. You know her. That's Ja Rule. Are you Ellie? I miss songs like this where they spell each other's names out.
Yeah, it's always fun. It's always helpful, especially for you since you're like illiterate.
It's like, who is this? J-O-E-A-L-E-X.
That's right.
Okay, waiting to have S-E-X.
I'll never forget listening to this song, the unedited version in fourth grade. Had my headphones on.
Oh, your mom must have popped a gasket.
It was a CD player that I had had this in on a burned CD, and my mom heard it. And she was like, what is that?
Did she just take it out and break it?
Yes.
I believe that. Okay. Do you remember, too, like, how big of a deal it was to get a CD player that actually had anti-shock or, like, anti-skip?
That was the big dog.
You were living the life.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Post Malone was on a plane that had to do an emergency landing after two tires allegedly blew out after takeoff.
Just thought we might have blown a tire, sir. We blew a tire, so we need to come back, sir.
Malone and his team left from Teterboro Airport in New Jersey Tuesday, headed to London. Pilots circled back around to land and was told by air traffic control to continue flight to burn more fuel for a safe possible crash landing. They had 3,700 gallons of fuel to burn, and they ended up diverting to an airport in New York and continued to hover above to burn more fuel until landing. There was 9 fire trucks down there, 12 ambulances, and 25 personnel on standby for the landing. The plane ended up touching down safely at Stewart International Airport in New Windsor, New York, and TMZ talked to Post Malone about the scary ordeal.
Hey, Post, can you just give us one thing? Were you nervous?
Oh, my God. I hate flying in general. And then, I don't even know what to say, man. I'm shook.
Do you have anything to kind of say to the pilot? Were the pilots the one that really saved the day, I guess you could say?
Yeah, hell yeah. There's one hell of a team on that aircraft, and we're here on Earth, and I need a beer, and I need some wine at the same time mixed together.
I wonder how that would taste.
Post also tweeted, I landed, guys. Thank you for your prayers. Can't believe how many people wish death on me on this website. Blank you, but not today. Nicki Minaj blasted Travis Scott during her Queen radio show yesterday and continued to bash Travis and Kylie Jenner for what she says are unethical practices in promoting his new album.
Selling something that does not have anything to do with your album, but it's being counted on Billboard as album sales. What we're not going to do is have this auto-tune man coming up here, selling sweaters, and telling y'all he sold 500,000 albums, because he didn't.
Hey, guess what?
What, Alex?
Nicki Minaj is Boo Boo the Fool. Here's why. She is selling clothing to promote her single with 6ix9ine, Fifi. So, all on her website, she has clothes, she has t-shirts, sweatshirts, whatever, with that album art on it, or, you know, single art. Just insane. I just hate her. I hate her. She is so hypocritical. She never, ever, ever looks in the mirror. I just can't stand her. She is a sore loser.
I just would like to see what happened if Nicki Minaj was married to Kylie Jenner. I think things might be different.
Aretha Franklin left no will behind. This is really bad.
Now, that's dumb. Sorry, but dumb.
It's surprising to a lot of people because she has a special needs son who needs financial and other forms of support his entire life. The Queen of Soul was ill for several years, but apparently did not see the end coming, or the will was low on the priority list. According to Michigan law, Aretha's four kids will share equally in her estate, which is good, but man, that is stupid. Always have a will.
So if you have kids, for your family, nobody wants to, after you're gone, to fight or deal with that.
Right. And life insurance also is a moral obligation. Both of those things. Once you are married, definitely life insurance. But once you have kids, you absolutely need life insurance. That's a must have. And you really need to have a will, even if you're not sick or anything, because anything can happen. And you got to make sure that your family is taken care of. And Shawn Mendes talked about a new career path for himself, possibly. And he also talked about himself in third person, which I thought was weird.
Very soon, Shawn Mendes has to stop touring as much to start acting. I think finding the right role is the right role, and not about the type of film or whatever. But I want to do it soon. There's a few scripts, definitely, and a few incredible scripts, so maybe something's going to come soon.
Joe Pesci has never thought about acting, but it's something he might consider if the opportunity did arise.
I thought that was so strange. That is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. President Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pled guilty to tax fraud and campaign finance crimes. He pled guilty to 8 counts, including 5 counts of tax fraud and 2 for campaign financial violations. He also admitted to making false statements and violating federal law in relations to the notorious $130,000 hush money for Stormy Daniels in order to kind of keep her quiet when her and the president did their thing. Let's see here. The plea deal could reportedly include a sentence of 5 years. Dang. I wonder if, like, the president could pardon him. I mean, everybody would be up in arms about it, but can't the president?
I don't know.
Can't the president pardon whoever he wants? I mean, that would look bad.
Yeah, but yeah, that would look bad. I don't think that would happen.
I'd be like, man, don't run for re-election. Let me out.
What?
Your last couple of weeks.
I don't know what that means.
You know what a presidential pardon is? It's when they say, like, you're not guilty. Like, who is the lady Kim Kardashian helped out? She was this old black lady that was a drug dealer.
Yeah.
And she got President
Alice
Trump.
Alice Johnson, I think.
Got President Trump to pardon her, so he ended her sentence. It's pretty much like, hey, you're out of jail. Like, you're forgiven. You're out.
Wild.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't think that's going to happen in this case, but yeah, he could face up to 65 years behind bars. He'll find out coming up in December. So that sucks to have that hanging over your head for a little bit. We announced earlier in the week for Joe's Need to Know News that Colts announcer Bob Lamy, for like 32 years for the Colts, was retiring. And it came really quickly because, the season's just about to start. You think he would have done it towards the end of last season. But there's an accusation out there now that he used racial slurs a couple of days before retiring. This is for... This is from Channel 13 right here. Let's see what they have to say.
She doesn't want her identity shown, but this radio employee tells 13 Investigates she had to speak out and share strong allegations against longtime voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
No legend, no person that you look up to uses that kind of hurtful language at all.
The employee says Lainey used a racial slur off the air in a conversation after a radio interview last Tuesday at Colts Camp. She says he was telling a story about when he worked at IMS, sharing what someone else said at the track.
He had asked me if the mics were off, and I said, yeah, you know, I turned everything off, you're fine. Bob Lamy's describing this person saying, he was asked in an interview, do you think anyone's holding back their speed at IMS, you know, during quals? Do you think anyone's holding back? And that person had replied, there aren't any blank in this race.
She says Lamy didn't say blank in retelling that story.
He said the N-word, yeah. He thought it was okay to use that type of language at work. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry if you're offended by this. Like, I didn't mean to offend anyone. And I was like, I'm black and I wouldn't ever say that word. And sort of just told him how it hurt me and how I don't think he should say it ever, even if he's telling a story. And then once he saw my face and realized that he had messed up, he had started really, like, profusely apologizing and saying, please don't tell anybody. When I left, he said it again. He said, you know, please don't tell anybody. Like, don't mention this to anyone. He knows that people lose their jobs for that.
A day later, Wednesday, the radio employee emailed the Human Resources Department at MS Communications. She says HR then contacted the Colts, Lamy's employer.
After they had talked to the Colts, they reached out to me and said, the Colts want more information. They want to know exactly what was said.
That was Friday. Multiple sources tell Eyewitness News Lamy was approached by the Colts Saturday about the alleged incident. On Sunday, they announced his retirement.
I didn't know about that. I don't think anybody did. So everybody has to have their day, you know, in the public, I guess, to say what they did or what didn't do. But I think that timeline's kind of interesting. It's like, oh, crap. Like, is that what he did? And it sucks because we all make mistakes and we say bad things because everybody, like, loves this guy. He's been around for 32 years. Like, you think of Colts football, you think of that. But then it's like, ugh, that's what we have to think now?
Yep.
That's kind of a crappy way to go out right there. So I guess we'll get more information as it comes in. But that was kind of a breaking last night. Another sad thing here. I promise I got some good news today for Joe's Need to Know News. But just sad seeing this happen. Yesterday, the body of that missing Iowa student, remember that girl Molly Tibbetts?
Yes.
It was found in a field. Authorities say that this man, I believe it's Christian Rivera, was charged with first-degree murder in her death. He's in the U.S. actually illegally, too. He was being held on federal immigration detainer. Rick Rand from the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation tells the story of what Rivera told them about the night Molly Tibbetts disappeared.
We conducted a lengthy interview with Mr. Rivera, and during that interview, he tells that he sees Molly running and was able to come upon her, approach her, and while he was interfacing with her, he actually tells us that he ran alongside of her or behind her. And then at one point, he tells us that Molly grabbed a hold of her phone and said, you need to leave me alone, I'm going to call the police. And then she took off running. He in turn chased her down. And then he tells us that at some point in time he blacks out, and then he comes to near an intersection, which we believe he then placed Molly.
I feel so bad for her and her family and everybody. I think after a while, they kind of suspected the worst.
If you're ever in a situation like that, first of all, as women, try to be armed in some way. If you're not comfortable carrying a gun on you when you're jogging or whatever, absolutely carry pepper spray or a knife, something like that, if you're in that type of situation. But a really good tip is that if you press your home button, if you have an iPhone, 5 times, it will bring up 911 and call 911 for you.
Really?
Yes, without having to place it to your ear or whatever. That's a really good way. You can also text 911.
Liv, let me see your phone real quick.
But if you push the home button 5 times, that'll bring up 911 so you can call it without someone knowing that you're calling them. So please remember that because that is a life-saving tip.
Wow. I didn't know that. Thanks, Alex. Let's switch it up a little bit. Can we talk about feet? Can we talk about toes?
God, do we have to?
Well,
I thought you said there was good news in this.
This
segment
is just like weird. I guess it doesn't involve like corruption or death or anything or racism. A driver was caught on video sucking a toe hardcore.
Oh my gosh! Yes,
you
saw this.
Exactly. The video will be up on the Need to Know News blog at radio90.com.
The thing is, I thought he was eating a burrito.
I did too.
That's what it looks like.
He's got his hand. You got to see the video. He's got his hand around which we thought was a burrito. Maybe like, you know, in a white tortilla.
Yeah,
but no.
It was a sandwich or a burrito, but it's a freaking foot.
He was pretty much gagging himself or choking on the foot. Ew. It's happened in New Jersey at a red light. It's like, what the hell's going on? It looked like he was trying to gag himself before he realized I'm being filmed.
It's his wife or his girlfriend or somebody.
Somebody,
you know?
I don't know, his grandma, whatever, but he's just doing his thing there at the red light, and the lady is in there on her phone, like, I don't know, playing Candy Crush. Totally relaxed. Didn't even look like she enjoyed it. Not like, oh, yeah, suck
it's
my
like
toe.
She's used to this. This always happens to her at red lights with him.
And he's like, oh, toes.
Whoever that person was, their foot is identical to the color of a flour tortilla.
I agree.
Oh my gosh.
It's like double take. Like, oh, that's a foot. Thought it was a burrito. And our final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. Texas high school dress code video is getting a backlash here. A North Texas principal is apologizing for a viral video that was made to illustrate the school's dress code. The video, which features the song Bad Girls by MIA, ends with the girls being schooled on fashion that won't be tolerated on campus. It goes in the video, repeat after me, I will not wear athletic shorts. An instructor barks at them. Some students say the video shows a double standard, only showing girls violating the dress code. I've seen boys who wear tank tops. I've seen boys who wear pants that are sagging and showing their underwear band, and that's also not dress code appropriate, but that's been never addressed. Here's a little clip, and you can see the full thing up on RadioNowIndy.com. It's like a bunch of girls standing around in the hallway. It looks like they're not wearing pants because their shorts are shorter. Uh-oh, they've been busted.
Okay, ladies, follow me.
So the girls are all walking down to the principal's office right now, and they're going to have to go into a detention. Let me fast forward a little bit to the clip right here where they're actually inside the detention area.
I will not wear athletic shorts. I will not wear athletic shorts. I will not wear
Strange.
Athletic shorts.
I don't get it. The video's out there. You can check it out. But they bring up a good point. Guys do it all the time, too. I feel bad for women. Maybe I'm wrong. But isn't most clothing, though, for women, it feels like it's more revealing than ever. Like, your shorts seem to be shorter. Not that you're trying to make them that way, but it's just the cut and the design of them. Am I wrong about that? Or is that just people choosing to wear that?
Well, they make shorts that are longer. But, yeah, I mean, that's not really in.
Yeah, please wear them to your knees. So you can check out this dress code violation video everybody's talking about. All this online at RadioNowIndy.com. It's time to do a little bit of the what they call phone sex. But Alex, it's not like that, right?
It's not like that.
All you got to do is when we pick you up, you tell us your name, and then you got to correctly guess the sex of the next three people. I'll say, do you think it's a man or a woman? You say man, you're right. We move on to the second and third, and eventually, hopefully, you end up winning Miguel tickets, and you get qualified to see J-Lo. We're going to fly you out to Vegas, and it will not be on the same plane that Post Malone was on.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, I can't guarantee that legally, so fly at your own risk. Let's start out the game with Jill. Hey, Jill, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you're calling from the South Side.
I am, and I'm excited. I'm excited for Miguel alone.
Woo!
All right, Jill, all you got to do, we're going to start out with you, is tell us the sex of the next person. You got to get three in a row right. So the next phone I pick up, is it going to be a man or a woman?
Woman.
All right, let's see if you're right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Amanda.
Oh, Amanda, thank you for calling, and you helped Jill out, but you got to keep calling, okay?
All right, good luck.
All right. Hey, look at that.
That's nice.
Sportsmanship.
She's sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? All right.
Maybe I'll take her when I win.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I hung up on her. Call back so she'll take you if she wins. All right, you got one out of three. The next one, is it going to be a man or a woman that we pick up?
I'm going woman.
Wow, okay, little girl power.
Here we go.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Jen.
Jen! I'm so sorry. Call back, but you helped Jill out. She's one away from going to see Miguel and maybe J-Lo.
Okay, have fun.
Thank you. I can't get over how nice everybody is
today. What? People must have had their coffee.
Makes me feel bad. Not.
Jill is shady.
All right, here it is, Jill. You are one away from guessing correctly, and you could be flying to Vegas to see J-Lo and going to see Miguel here in Indy. Who is the next gender on hold?
Okay, I told my daughter last night I was going to win this today, and her name is Billy, and she is a female with the boy name, so I'm going to go with a male.
Ooh.
Whoa. Okay. Explain to me real quick why your voice went, I'm going to go with a male.
I don't know, because I'm so nervous.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll see, hopefully for Jill's sake from the South Side.
Yeah, I like you, Jill, from the South Side. I hope you are correct.
All right, let's see. Pick up the next line. Good morning, Joe and Alex. So who is this?
Hello.
This is Tom.
It's a guy! Tom, you just helped Jill win Miguel tickets and qualify for our flyaway to see J-Lo in Vegas. So I'm sorry you didn't win, but Jill, did you want to thank him?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jill.
I dinged the bell at work for you.
Oh, we're all right. Hey, thank you, Tom. You have a great day, buddy. I can't believe how nice everybody is.
I am so friendly.
Can we say way to go, Joe and Alex show listeners?
It's Who's Your Hospitality this morning on the Joe and Alex show.
It's only taken 2 years, but it's finally kicked in. Jill, so you're going to take your daughter to go see Miguel and maybe go to Vegas to see J-Lo?
Miguel, maybe, but absolutely not the Vegas.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations, Joe. Where are you at dinging a bell this morning?
Commonwealth Engineers. Woo-hoo!
Go see Jill.
Tell me that you're a restaurant. You can make me an omelet. I am starving. All right, Jill, congratulations. Way to go. I don't think anybody's done phone sex that fast before, so hang on the line. We'll get all of your information. When it comes down to special things happening as a couple, you're either going to think this is super cute, oh my goodness, or Alex, I'm worried we might need a puke bag with you. A couple, they surprised each other with a proposal. A man and a woman. This happened at Disneyland right in front of the Sleeping Beauty castle. Here's audio somebody recorded on their phone of the awesome moment.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
No way! They double proposed!
By the way, I think of like the guy like, whoa, double rainbow. Like, wish he was stoned there. Like, whoa, double proposal.
Yes. No!
Yeah, the poor.
Oh my God. He had a ring for her.
Now, did she have a ring for him?
Yes, here's the thing. The woman tried to propose first. Like, she was getting ready to back down and, like, I mean, get on her knee and do it. And he's like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. He's like, no, this can't happen. I'm going to propose to you. So they both proposed to each other, but she had a ring. And in the video, you can go on to see at RadioNowIndy.com that they both had rings for each other. So she was going to propose to him.
Nope.
Now, I assume you would never propose to, whether it's the Egyptian, your boyfriend now, or your future man that you feel that much in love with. Would you ever propose as a woman?
Never.
Why?
Because I'm just a traditionalist. I like the feeling of being pursued and taken care of and just the tradition of a man always proposing. So that's what I would want.
All right, live the web, girl.
Yes.
What about you? I just thought maybe you would consider it because you probably like what Alex likes, but also I feel like you're more open. You're like, you know what? I'm a woman. I can do that.
Yeah, I mean, if I was kind of tired of waiting around and I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with this person, I was in love with them, I see no problem. I mean, I've always dreamt of like what it would be like when I do get proposed to and like what that person's gonna say and everything like that. So don't get me wrong, I've definitely like daydreamed about it and like have wanted it to happen and like look forward to it happening one day, but I'm totally fine with like maybe doing it one day. Also, I think this is absolutely adorable.
I'm traditional in the sense of I want a man to be the leader in a relationship or the head of the house. And so I like the idea of if this person is going to be my future husband, them making that decision and taking that step, not me.
Right. And see, I'm the type of person where it's like I see it 50-50. We are both like two equal parts and equal halves.
I see both of your points right there. I'm just telling you right now, I guess is the only one that's actually done the proposal out of everybody on the show. I know ladies have to do a lot of the hard work as far as carrying a baby for 9 months and popping that bowling ball out of like a pin size hole.
Okay, but wow.
I'm just saying I respect what you do. But let me tell you, I wish women proposed to men. It was the most nerve-wracking thing I ever did in my life. I had to pick out the ring, had to hope it was right, had to make sure I got the right size, not screw it up with my big mouth and reveal it. Then drop the ring into Lake Michigan when we were trying to actually do the proposal. It was just a mess. And my heart was pounding out of my chest. I just wish that women, if they wanted the guy, because most guys will say yes, you know what I mean? Like you ask it. I think there's a higher odd of girls saying no. Like, I don't want to accept you as my future husband. So I wish that women would propose to guys. I wish we could change it up just a little bit.
Well, I guess if that's the only horrible bad thing that you guys have to go through, then it isn't too
tough. Yeah, seriously.
No. You don't know what it's like, Alex, to go talk to the girl's father. how intimidating that is.
If that's the worst thing you have to do.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah. Wow, double
literally
standard.
Boo-hoo.
Really? You don't know. I sat with my father, my now father-in-law, for an hour and a half. I couldn't ask him the question. He knew what
Probably
I was doing.
Probably should have been longer.
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea. But I just want to, I kind of turned out how I thought it would be. Live the web girl's like, hell yeah, I'll pop to my knee. Alex, no. Absolutely not.
You know us too well.
Also, I don't love that they got engaged at Disney World.
Why?
I do.
Why not?
We've had this conversation before.
She thinks it's cheesy.
Cheesy. That it's like how Alex cannot handle Christmas engagement.
Yeah, I think holiday or birthday engagements are cheesy.
Yeah,
she thinks
Disney's
cheesy.
Why do I feel
cheesy.
Like neither one of you will actually find love because you have these little hang-ups there?
These are normal. It's called having standards.
And a grown adult not being all caught up in Disneyland is actually normal.
No, it isn't.
Yes,
it is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And look, we got to come right out and just say it. Alex, Liv noticed this first. Little smell in the air. A little stanky stank. And Liv, go ahead and tell Alex what you noticed, please.
Okay, so I would notice when she would do her makeup in the morning, which is probably like on average 2 times a week.
Yeah,
maybe
at least 2 or 3.
Yeah, and she has a beauty blender sponge, which is a sponge to apply
makeup. Oh, that's what she dips in the water
face.
And stuff. Okay.
Yeah, you get it wet, and then you use it to put makeup, like foundation, whatever, on your face.
Looks like war paint.
And literally, the smell of it is so wretched and so strong. And so anytime she would do her makeup, she would pull out this sponge and it would just smell so bad.
Is that why you would always like leave the room for a little bit
no,
when she would do stuff?
Well, I mean, I would just maybe like casually plug my nose or something, or like would breathe out of my mouth, kind of, because the smell was so bad. And I already get really grossed out by makeup. Mm-hmm. Like, it just grosses me out for some reason. And so it was just so foul. And anytime she would get out of her makeup bag, I'd be like, oh no, it's happening.
Not again.
You know what? GTFO, Liv, and this is why. Because you never said anything about it. Now, I knew that it was getting dank. It was getting dank and dusty in that sponge. Could have been some black mold growing in there. I'm not exactly sure. I could smell it too.
Some face cheddar.
But I didn't think it was that bad that other people in the room could smell it. And you didn't tell me.
I'm sitting right next to you.
Yeah, so why could you not say, Alex, that sponge, you got to get a new one?
Because I don't like confrontation.
Literally without her even telling me, I went to Sephora and bought a new beauty blender. So I already knew. It was on my to-do list. Well, but if something is going on with me, that makes me feel like, what kind of friend are you guys? If I've got something in my teeth, my breath stinks, if my sponge stinks.
That is totally different.
You know what?
I noticed a smell too, but I didn't know it was that. Like, I assumed like that was cleaned and washed like that. That wouldn't stink.
Well,
but
I did a few times, but I got a little lazy about it. And here's the thing, ladies. You are supposed to regularly wash your makeup sponges unless they're the throwaway ones. The beauty blenders are expensive, so you do need to wash those. They're supposed to last a long time. But you also are supposed to wash your makeup brushes. A lot of women don't even know
but
that.
But how could you do that to yourself, Alex? Like, you know it's stanky and funky, and your face and general skin is so sensitive. I don't even do makeup, but how could you continue just to dab that on you?
That's why you were breaking out so
bad. Oh my gosh, Liv is a freaking genius, because your face, you complain, oh my God, I'm like, I never had acne, and now it's terrible.
And you're using like a unwashed beauty blender.
A doo-doo rag.
I do not appreciate being exposed right now with these receipts.
Hold on. Here's the thing, though. I never wanted to make you feel uncomfortable or weird about it.
You're supposed to be my friend.
I didn't want you to like be embarrassed by it. So I was like, I can just deal with it. It's not that big of a deal. I can just deal with the smell. It's okay.
Here's the thing. I have no filter, and you know that I am unapologetically and brutally honest. If you had a stinky sponge or brush, I would have said, Liv, what the heck is going on immediately?
Oh.
I wouldn't have cared if you would have said that to me.
Oh, I know that you would have done that to me.
Yeah, but my response, I would have, my response to you saying that wouldn't have been mad. I would have been like, oh my gosh, I know, I'm about ready to get a new one.
So hold on, you're saying that Liv should have told you immediately that there was a stank coming from your thing.
Yes.
It wasn't out of, the reason why I didn't tell you wasn't out of like a malicious reason. I just didn't want to make you feel uncomfortable or make you feel attacked or embarrassed.
Okay, well, clearly you don't know me.
I know, okay? I'm sorry. Okay? I'm sorry.
Okay, so then you do admit that you were wrong enough to tell me immediately?
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to do it in the future because I'm not a really big, I don't take confrontation.
But I'm telling
well.
You it's okay.
I know, but
yeah, but
I
as soon
just,
as she as soon as you do it, Liv, she's gonna blow up on you.
If it makes me feel uncomfortable, I can't fully admit that I will tell you.
317-239-1009. Did Liv do the right thing, like by waiting and not saying anything, and finally one day she's like, oh, thank God you got rid of that poop mascara bomb or whatever it was.
Ew.
I can't believe, though, Alex, that you are the grossest person in the world or grossed out that you would put up with that for so long. Because
I knew that I needed a new one, but they're so expensive.
How expensive?
It's $20 for a makeup sponge. You can get like a pack of 80 of them at Target for like $2. That is expensive for one sponge. You don't understand. I mean, I'm just saying, like, as a guy, you don't get it. Beauty blenders are the upper echelon of makeup sponges.
Only thing is I don't get is because, like, you're never cheap. I'm the cheapest guy. You're like $20. I'm like, no, Lindsay, one per year. Good morning, Joe and Alex. So who's this?
This is Kayla.
Kayla, did you know Alex stunk?
I did not.
Well, she does. Would you have told, like, Liv finally did, or would you let her keep on dabbing it forever?
I think if she was going somewhere presentable and, like, it made her smell, I would tell her, like, don't go out in public, you smell.
But well, obviously, it didn't make my face smell because the Egyptian never complained.
Right. It's not like she smelled. It was just her doing her makeup was just smelly.
Yeah, exactly. I think I would... I mean, I'm kind of like Alex, like I probably would have said something, but it's not that big of a deal for you to be mad about. I don't think Liv needs to apologize because she was trying to be a good friend and just like accept it.
Yeah, why? So you're mad at her for not telling you sooner?
Here's the thing. I think everyone in this world owes me an apology for everything.
That's obvious. And you're never going to apologize. Joe and Alex show on Radio Now 100.9. You can be part of the show, 317-239-1009. Did you see, Alex? I think you like these. At least I've seen you eat them before. One of the greatest childhood snacks of all time is finally free.
The fact that people wasted their time on something so unbelievably stupid is just mind-numbing to me.
So you did see.
I did see.
Animal crackers. They're free! Run, little crackers!
Hooray, I was losing so much sleep.
Run! That's right. PETA, who always does important work.
Oh, the most important.
They petitioned, did a bunch of stuff, and now the animal crackers, there's a new redesigned box where, kind of like a circus, they were all in cages because you don't want animals running around loose coming at you.
Imagine being so outraged over this amongst all of the other things that you should be outraged for in this world.
So they have finally been free. Now, you like animal crackers, right?
I love them.
They're like one of your go-to all times. All right.
Yeah.
Now let's go around the room. I want to know what are your like all-time favorite snacks. You can have more than one, but try to keep it under 100.
Cheez-Its, Cheez Nips, Chips Ahoy, pretzel rods. I am the queen. Here's what I do. I suck on pretzel rods.
You're gross. Oh. I've seen this. This is disgusting.
The big ones, like the Rolled Gold or the Snyder's pretzel rods that are real thick. And I put it in my mouth and I suck the skin off of it till what I call is the bone is the only thing showing.
You make it look like a
literally
in prison. It would be a shank. It would be a like a pretzel shank. That's what Alex makes out of her little pretzel rods.
You
which
suck
are disgusting.
Off the salty outside part, and then all that's left is a smooth bone center of the pretzel, and it is so epic. Sometimes I suck it so hard that it's so dry. I like don't even eat it. I just throw it away after
Ew.
I suck off the
Gosh.
Skin.
You need to get married already, because honestly, you have a lot of desires that need to be satisfied right there.
Yeah, clearly.
Is that my sexual frustration coming out?
Oh, my
yes,
God,
probably.
Yes.
Probably.
I've done it since I was little, before I even knew what anything was. I love pretzels so much.
I get it. I play with, like, my food like that, kind of.
Wait, yeah. You do that to your food?
I, like, don't do it as intense as Alex does, but I do have a method of how I eat my pretzel rods. I bite off probably like a quarter of it or less than that. And then I break that up in two in my mouth. And then I like eat one half of it. And then with the other half, I kind of scrape it, and that's how I eat it.
I don't like your hand moving like that.
Yeah, well, imagine what your thing's doing. Stop it. Stop. Stop.
Why do you look like a puppet?
Because, like, I don't know.
She looks like freaking Elmo.
I scrape the pretzel rod with my teeth like that.
Okay. Like, strange.
Hold on, because people are listening and wondering what the hell you're talking about. What exactly do you do? Show everybody on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story right now.
I scrape the pretzel rod, I got my teeth like this, like, but in my mouth.
Okay. That'll be up, Joe and Alex Show, on our Instagram story.
I have a weird thing with skin because for some reason I also
just
eat.
Don't call it skin.
It's not skin.
No, listen,
Alex,
I am
pretzel.
About to tell you. Listen, I'm telling you about the skin.
All right, hold on. 317-239-1009. Best, like, all-time snack, and maybe what you do with it too, your little weird habit. What is it?
When it comes to skin on chicken nuggets.
Oh,
I eat,
no, stop.
I eat all the skin except like on a McDonald's chicken nugget, and then the only thing that's left is just the inside meat.
I wonder what happened to you as a child. I do, because you have so many food hang-ups, but you do some of the grossest, most just... There's a reason you do it. I don't have the answer, but it's so messed up.
Someone else likes to eat the skin first, too.
No, here's the thing. Alex acts so pretentious and grossed out by everything, and then she does these nasty, nasty, nasty food habits.
Yeah, I guess what we're learning this morning, I'm just a gross person. That's what we've learned. You could just call me a garbage pail kid.
Oh, my
garbage
God.
Pail.
I live in the dumpster. I have flies surrounding my head.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Carolyn.
Carolyn, you got a weird food habit like these two weirdos I work with?
I do.
What is your weird food habit?
So I really love pickles, and I either eat the skin, like she's calling it skin, and I do too.
Stop it. It's not skin, Carol.
Around the pickle first and like save the middle, or sometimes I'll like bite off the tip of the pickle and
just
like
the
eat the soft middle part out. If that makes sense.
I've never heard of that, Hannibal Lecter.
Wait, I actually eat my pickles very strangely as well. And so if it's a spear, that's my favorite, the spear, I first put the entire spear in my mouth and suck off all the juice.
Stop it. I don't want to hear
and
any
then,
of this.
And then I
oh, my God, I do that too.
Yeah, and then I scrape out the seed part, like the seeds from the top all the way to the bottom. I scrape out the seeds
and
first
then I harvest the heart.
That, and then I nibble on the rest of it, kind of like corn on the cob, like...
Okay, I don't need no
wait,
the sound effects.
I want to clarify. You both have boyfriends? How in the hell is this possible?
I have a fiance. I'm engaged.
Ooh,
wow.
Good for you, girlfriend.
Does he know about your weird problem?
He does.
Yeah,
he loves me for all my weirdness.
Yeah, run, buddy, run. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Josh.
Hey, you got a weird eating habit, bud?
Yeah, when I was a kid, you was talking about she eats the skin off the nuggets. When I was a kid, I used to make my parents peel the skin off a hot dog before I ate them.
Ew! Oh, my God!
My name's Josh. I'm from Indiana.
I like my wieners peeled.
Peel my wieners first before they go into my mouth hole, please.
Hey, I don't think it's quite as bad as eating the skin off of stuff and leaving the body there.
Yours is creepier.
Hey, to each their own, Josh. Do you still peel the wiener back or what?
Nope. I go full-blown these days, bud.
I'm proud of you, man. Way to take the whole thing right there. That's awesome.
Wow.
Well, you learn something new about yourself every morning, don't you?
Indiana, home of people who eat the skin.
Joe's Journey, week 10. Holy mother of weight loss. We're just trucking along now. When we started out with this, I weighed in at 404.4 pounds, which a lot of people would say, damn! And you'd be correct about that, about 6 foot tall. Last week when I stepped on, I was 381.4 pounds. And I gotta be honest, I have slacked off this week. Like, I'm trying to think. I think I only went to the gym once last week. And
what happened?
just excuses. Tired, maybe a long day here, doing there. And it's like, oh, I'm going to go. And I put it off. And that's my biggest thing. If I get it done after work, I'm good. But if I don't and I say, oh, I'll do it then, and then it becomes like 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, it's like 6 o'clock. I'm like, okay, now I'm going to go to the gym. I'm supposed to be winding down and looking forward to like the next day of work and what's going on in the show. So I'm bummed at that, but still I made progress. Not what I was hoping for, but I went last week. I was 381.4. This week I weigh in at 380.2, so I'm down 1.2 pounds this week, which a loss is a loss. That's a great thing. And overall, I guess you look at the overall number, that's the best thing to do since June 20th. So what is it, August 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
About 2 months now, I'm down almost 25 pounds, 24.2, which is great. But I know personally, this is why I internalize stuff and beat the crap out of myself. I know I could be at a better spot.
What's your end goal? How much poundage do you want to lose?
I have a rough number, Alex, because I'm 6 feet tall, maybe 240, which would still probably be overweight. But I'm just a bigger guy in general. So I think my initial goal is to get down to 240.
So that is still 140 pounds to go.
If you're good at math, I'll take your word on that one.
Because you weigh 380 right now.
380.2, yep.
380, so that's 140 pounds to go. And Woo! If it takes you 2 months to lose 20 pounds, then that is...
I love the math going on right now, too, by the way.
Live the math, girl.
Yeah, so 140 pounds left. And if you lose, you lost 20 pounds over 2 months, so that's 10 pounds a month, then that is 14 months left.
Wow.
So his goal should be 10 pounds a month?
Well, that's, I'm saying if he's going at the rate that he's going right now, I'm not saying that's what his goal should be.
I think what I'm doing.
What should the goal be? What's a realistic goal? How much? That's what I wonder.
Oh, like
I wonder
how much
if you
per
are
month?
On pace. Right. This is why I think you should get a personal trainer, because I think they're going to push you and hold you accountable when you're not. When you have a week like this where you are bad about going and following through with going to the gym, a personal trainer is going to kick you in the butt and say, you're going.
I know two personal trainers personally, my friends at LA Fitness, who will also help you with your diet.
I think I'm going to have to reach out to them and actually talk to it, because I've had multiple people say, like, that's one thing I appreciate.
Right.
People reach out, whether it's here at the radio station, on my Joe Pesh radio, like social media. They're like, hey, I can help you out, or if you need advice. And I say thanks. Like, and I say I appreciate it, but I'm good right now, because mm-hmm. I don't want to blow them off. But I don't know. Maybe
See,
I need
I think
to follow
that's you
up
not,
with someone.
I think that's you not being willing to commit to the hardcore
right. and
Joe's
I'm telling
journey.
You. Austin and Jacob at LA Fitness, they are no joke. They will whip you into shape, Joe. And they've been offering. They've been talking to me about it. And I told you this from day one of Joe's journey.
I might have to reach out and talk to them and see what they got to offer right there.
Now, if two hot sexual men are not your flavor.
No, it totally is. Please don't offer me a woman.
I have a woman, a
I
friend
you were going to be the one.
Who's also a personal trainer. Her name is Miss Terry. I believe she is at the Lawrence YMCA. And here's what's so interesting about Terry. She's a personal trainer there.
Okay.
She's, I think, 84 years old.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
She is all like world famous.
I'd be down with that.
For being a personal trainer at her age, and she is a badass.
I bet she's ripped.
She's amazing. She's a family friend of my family's.
All right, maybe I'll reach out to her. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
My name is Sabrina.
Sabrina, what did you want to say? We're talking about Joe's journey, week number 10.
Well, actually, Joe, my mom has a very similar story. She weighed like 320 at her heaviest.
Uh-huh.
So once she divorced my dad, she joked that she lost 280 pounds like that.
Oh, you know. Your mom's got jokes.
Right. So this has actually been a big journey for her for the last 8 years since that divorce. She is now, like I said, she was 420. She is now 220.
Wow.
Good for her.
That's amazing. What do you think the biggest thing was for her to stick to it? Because I always get this way. Usually it's within 2 to 3 months, I lose a bunch of weight, and I'm just like, okay, I can't do it anymore.
It's revenge body.
Is that what it is?
She said that you eventually peak at a plateau, so you have to get over that plateau.
So I got to step it up.
A little bit. Her biggest downfall was Nutty Buddy bars.
Oh, my God. Alex has a Nutty Buddy bar right now in front of me.
God, I'm eating
Alex
them.
Alex is sabotaging me. Why?
No, put it out of your mind. Don't
okay.
even look at it.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. And we are so proud of your mom right there for dropping that weight and just being an overall healthy person. So
MILF.
For real. Then you got the trainer who sounds like a gilf for me now, too. So I got the whole package. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just giving you real how I really feel. It is good that I lost a pound point, too. But I guess internally, I know what I could be doing. Even though I'm down, I could be down more. And that's the problem. I beat myself up. So
you need to be eating more sticks and leaves.
I need
going on the Monon Trail.
Do I need to do the Alex Pretzel technique and just suck off the skin? Is that what I'm doing wrong with my nuggets? I'm not eating the skin off. All right, you can see Joe's journey online, radionowindy.com. Click on Joe's journey. You could follow me. My journey is Joe Pesh Radio on all my social media, and I'm also on My Fitness Pal. That's a good way to be accountable too, and I'll follow you back. Just go find me, Joe Pesh Radio.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And these are some things that we're into. We post these up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story. If you want to get a link to it or find out more, go follow us at Joe and Alex Show. I don't have a lot that I'm into this week, but did you see the shirt I'm wearing? Did you see it, Alex?
I didn't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my word.
Do you like it or what? Are you into it?
I love it.
I am.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. It's this sloth, and it says Slow Jams. It's a sloth kind of sleeping on a tree or something. I don't know. I found this shirt. I'm like, oh, my God, I love it. So
where'd you find it?
I found it at Casual Male XXL, a.k.a. an adult fat store. Like, if you were husky as a child, this is where you go as a big man. So
okay,
it's awesome, and thanks for the wife for letting me get it for myself. That's what I'm into this week. What about you, Alex?
All right, I have two things. One is I found this product at Sephora that everyone needs, especially women who feel like they cannot sleep. So I've never seen anything like this at Sephora before. So as soon as I saw it, I had to try it because I have so much trouble sleeping at night. It is the Murad Beauty Restore Sleep Oral Spray. It is a fast-acting sleep oral spray to de-stress, relax, and promote a deep, restful sleep so you wake up to healthy-looking skin and a glowing complexion. So it has ingredients in there, basically, that help for dullness and an even texture in your skin and brightening your skin, but also it has melatonin in it, so it actually helps you fall into a deep sleep.
So I want to make sure, do you spray it in your mouth or on your skin?
It's oral. You put it in your mouth.
Okay.
And you do six total sprays, and it tastes like cherry.
Ooh.
And it's actually kind of, well, it's not the greatest taste, but it's not bad at all.
It's not
it really tastes like cherry medicine.
Right.
So anyway, that's what I've been using this week. And so far, so good. I'm liking it.
You getting good sleep?
Yes. So it's $25 at Sephora. I would check that out. It is the Murad Beauty Restore Sleep Oral Spray. And then the other thing, which I have really made a priority recently in the last couple of months, and I haven't really talked about it till now, is facials. I have been going to see Cecilia at Massage Envy in Fishers as a facialist. And not only is she my facialist, but she's also like a therapist because we talk about anything and everything, and she has great advice, and she's just a wonderful person and human being. I am obsessed with her, and I have gone to her in tears because my skin is combination to where it is dry, but also can be acne prone, like in on a minor scale, not severe, but a little bit. And so it's really, really hard to deal with. And so she has been able to, when I walk in, I'm in tears. When I walk out, my skin looks totally different. I mean, she is a miracle worker when it comes to skin. So Cecilia Massage Envy Fishers for facials. I highly recommend her. I go once a month.
Does she have new sponges unlike you?
She uses all new things. So no yucky, dirty, crusty sponges like me.
What about you, Liv?
Well, I just remembered I had a dream that I got a facial last night, so maybe that's a sign that I need to go visit this woman.
We didn't want to say anything, but yeah.
But I've been really into making Brussels sprouts lately.
Ooh, that sounds
so
good.
Yeah, and I get fresh Brussels sprouts at Fresh Thyme, and I chop them up to quarters, and then I just put a little bit of olive oil and salt and pepper and roast them at 425 for about 15 minutes.
Vegetables at Fresh Thyme. I mean, how much is that? $100?
No,
you're
Fresh
the girl that
Thyme.
Went without air conditioning because you didn't want to
yes,
spend the money.
And
but
here's the thing. The produce at Fresh Thyme is not as expensive as the produce at Kroger. Produce at Fresh Thyme is always cheaper than produce at Kroger. Everything else is expensive besides the produce.
You can get a really good deal at Fresh Thyme and other places too. If you wait usually to the end of the week, they'll take it outside in the back.
That's great.
Yeah, it's free usually.
Kind of weird. They take it outside of the back. And then I've also been into H&M lately, which I haven't shopped at H&M in forever, like so long since high school. But I went there recently and I got this really cute crop top.
Whoa,
that
are you
says,
trying
like,
to flash us? Oh
no,
my gosh.
It says like Pepsi on it and it's super cute and I've been obsessed with it. But Jewel Daddy actually wash it for me and shrunk it.
So now it's a really, really crop top.
Because I accidentally left it at his house. Yeah, so now it's a super crop top, but I also got really cute earrings from there, too.
Cute.
So, yeah. All right, you can see all these things we're talking about on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. Go follow us at Joe and Alex Show. A 21-year-old woman revealed recently in her blog online that she called off her wedding just a week before the big day. And the reason why she called off her wedding? She says her fiancé is addicted to watching porn. And that bothered her so much, she said, that there's no way we can go with this. She wrote on her blog, it's just sick and disgusting. She went to go use his phone, and she saw that he, it doesn't say the words, but there was three words on there that he searched for and had a couple of tabs that had pornography on it. And she says that she wants to be in a relationship governed by God's law. Now, she's getting some criticism online saying she's overreacting to the discovery, while others say, you know, that's fine if you want to call it off, if that's your personal belief, but you shouldn't reveal the reason that you broke up. And I'll agree with that. You should say, hey, the wedding's off, because if he does have a porn addiction, let him get help. And I don't know what your opinion, 317-239-1009 is, but with this, if you're with somebody, it was a four-year relationship, according to her blog post that I read into, I feel like you love that person deeply. And if they really do have a porn addiction, which is a real thing, and I will agree on that, don't you want to try to work that out with them? Like, you're just going to say, that's it? That's disgusting? Because I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm not going to get into that. I don't care. To each their own. You want to watch porn together? Cool. You don't? That's fine. I know, Alex, you got your beliefs, and that's totally cool. But if you love somebody and were with them for 4 years, engaged 1 week until forever, would you like to maybe try to postpone the wedding and work it out?
Isn't that what she's doing? She's saying ending the engagement until you fix this?
I think she's just done. I mean, I'll read some more. I think she's just done, though. Calling it off, like, but if you're that far in love with somebody, would you call it off like that the week before you say I do in front of all your friends and family?
Would I call it off if I found out that my fiance a week before our wedding was addicted to pornography? Yes. Now, I don't necessarily know her story, so I don't know if she's saying, like, the relationship is totally over and she's just leaving him. Then I feel like maybe she wasn't truly in love with him. Because the thing is that love is supposed to be unconditional. And no one is perfect. And whether you find out, if you're wanting to marry this person, you're with them for life, you're supposed to be, you know, your vows, if they were to get married, are through sickness and in health. So if he develops a drug addiction or pornography addiction, whatever, alcoholism, you know, all these different things that can happen, you're supposed to stick with them and, yes, help them get help, unless they absolutely just refuse to get help for themselves. And you have to get out of that situation. But I mean, I would say I would be ending the engagement if it was me. And then I would be like, hey, you've either got to work on this and you've got to prove to me that you are breaking the bonds of this addiction and this sin, or else we can't get married. But if she's just saying, like, well, I'm out, then I just feel like, well, then I don't know that she necessarily was truly in love with him in the first place. Maybe she was looking for an excuse to get out.
She said, I firmly called my wedding off as I sat across from the man I loved, who suddenly seemed to be a stranger to me. Okay, I think it's a bit dramatic. I'm not saying that you're not wrong as this woman, that she's bothered that he has a porn addiction. I'm not saying that's a good thing. But to call off the wedding, like, don't you love that person? I don't think you love the person enough if you're not going to try to be with them and they really have a problem. You've been that long there with them before that you're just going to back out and not help them through their quote-unquote toughest time.
I think your problem is that you don't see pornography as addictive or the same type of status as alcohol or drugs.
No, I agree. Porn is very addictive. I think it is.
Well, that's why she would do that then.
I know, but like, so you're telling me if you found out that your fiance was an alcoholic the week before, you wouldn't marry him? You wouldn't try to get married and help him? That seems
that you got to postpone that. You don't want to enter into a marriage with that. You want to get that fixed first.
What happened to being honest? He wasn't being honest with her. He was obviously hiding this, like, big
addiction.
That's
also true.
But Liv, as you just said, addiction, who's ever honest with an addiction?
Well, still, there was betrayal there. He wasn't honest with her. I would do the same thing, and I would not get married to him. I wouldn't break up with him. I wouldn't leave his side. I would say, look, you've got to work on this, and this has to get better before I can commit to you for the rest of my life, because you've been lying to me and you haven't been honest. And anyone who was lying to me for that long or mm-hmm. for something that big, I could not marry them.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Sierra,
what do you think about this woman calling off her wedding a week before because she found out her fiance has a porn addiction?
You know, I kind of see both sides. I see where
you know, it would have been better if she just postponed it. But then I also have the thought in my mind, if you were together for 4 years, how could you not sense something? How could you not know?
Well, it was on his phone, so maybe they never checked each other's phones. The only thing I could notice. But I think whether it's a porn thing or any kind of addiction, if it's an addiction, you're pretty good at hiding it.
Yeah, I don't think that's a really fair thing to hold against her, because he could have, you know, waited till she wasn't around. It's not like she would. They may not have been living together. You know, they might have chosen not to live together before they were married. So there's a lot of reasons why an addiction like that could go unnoticed in a relationship.
Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
Kayla.
Kayla, what do you think?
So I actually just got out of a relationship and had the same issue. And I felt completely betrayed. I felt like I wasn't enough. And ultimately, that led to more intense. Ultimately, he wasn't as satisfied with just porn. He ended up seeking out other women, from escorts to just random anybody that would give him the time of day or attention on Facebook. It was just, it slowly progressed, and I was never enough.
Wow. How long were you with that guy for?
Off and on for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Two kids together. I mean, it just slowly progressed. And I allowed it because, you know, we were together as kids. Kids will be kids. But it never stopped. And then it slowly just got more intense. And I truly, and this is a new breakup. You know, it's been a month. So I truly, in my heart, believe that he has an addiction. It's not just a porn addiction. It's an altogether sex addiction.
Thank you so much for sharing that, because that's got to be tough to share, but thank you.
Yeah, the thing that makes pornography so dangerous is that it completely warps the view of how a woman should be in bed, and totally objectifies women. It's so dangerous because it gives you completely unrealistic expectations of how your sex life should be, especially in a marriage. It's totally fabricated.
I agree too. Like, those guys with what they're working with, that's not normal size, okay? Ladies, I'm just throwing that out there.
I've never seen porn, so I don't know why you're looking at me.
Out of all the things Liv the Web Girl's seen in her life, I find that hard to believe. But if you couldn't get through this morning, we want to hear what you think. We'll throw this up on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, and let us know if you were in that woman's situation. Would you call it off? Would you stick with and try to get help? I mean, what would you do?
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I know I sound like an old man saying back in my day, but I don't remember doing stuff this stupid. The dumbest challenge I remember doing, and I don't even remember how it went, it had to do with an eraser. We did something, or something with our knuckles. Maybe we flicked quarters and played a game. But kids are doing the stupidest, dumbest challenges. Like the equivalent of the Tide Pod. Have you heard about the newest challenge that has a 12-year-old girl from Michigan in the hospital?
No.
It is called the Fire Challenge. Any idea, Alex, how the Fire Challenge goes down?
Joseph started the fire.
It was always burning since the world was turning.
No, I don't know what the fire challenge is.
The challenge involves people pouring flammable liquid. Let me
repeat.
Flammable liquid. So it catches on fire on their body. And then, hey, let's set myself on fire.
You know what? I don't know. Do you blame the kid or do you blame these stupid parents?
Both. Both, because I don't know.
Who isn't talking to your kids about this kind of stuff?
You're 12 years old. I'm sorry. Like, I know you're still a child, but you're kind of an adult to me. Like, I know you're going to say, Joe, you're dumb. Maybe that's true. But I knew at 12 years old not to light myself on fire because it would be a burning problem with my skin.
This is why I don't want my kid. My kids are not going to have cell phones till they're way older, which I know is now not the norm. It was for me when I was growing up, but now it's younger and younger have phones. But I seriously do not want my kids having phones until they're, like, entering high school. Maybe it's the end of eighth grade, and then they can maybe get some social media, but I'm having all the passwords and I'm monitoring all of it.
I don't think, Alex, even if you do that, you still can't protect your kids from seeing everything. You just have to guard them and raise them right so they won't be that dumb to do what their friends or other people are doing. The girl suffered second and third degree burns to 49% of her body.
That poor girl.
The girl's mom and her fiance were actually, I guess, at home, were able to extinguish the flames with a fire extinguisher, and they rushed her to the hospital. She will likely be in the hospital for several months and will need tons more surgery.
They should do a psychiatric test.
On
her. I'm not saying she's crazy and she is psycho, but what goes through your mind to think that throwing flammable liquids and lighting yourself on fire would be okay? Like, I would think that at 12 years old, you would have enough intelligence to know that that's not okay.
I think it's just
not right.
I agree with you. I think it's the disease and the sickness of being addicted to the views and the followers.
It could
exactly
be.
Now, but that's still not healthy.
How old were you, Liv, when you did the pass out challenge where you were able to be choked out? How old were you?
I want to say I was probably 8.
Okay, so a little bit younger than this girl, but that's like where you
4 years younger than this girl.
Yeah.
And also, I think that, I mean, that challenge was very stupid. I was an idiot. Yes.
I was babysitting other kids at 12. I was babysitting.
Yeah, I was
babysitting in my neighborhood.
I was babysitting other kids on my street at 12.
Yeah, exactly. It would be on the street, the house very next door. My parents were always home, so if I needed help or something, they were right there.
Exactly.
So I wasn't totally like on my own, but I mean, still responsible for other human beings.
Yeah, these kids, I don't think they realize either. They see it on YouTube or different places, and they're like, oh, well, they don't realize a lot of these times that they're set up a certain way. They're not thinking. They're dumb.
We're going around and banning all these social media accounts just because you disagree with their views. How about banning the social media accounts that are promoting dumb challenges like this that are dangerous and can kill people?
Yeah,
why
possibly
isn't that happening?
Well, those are two different things, but I see where you're going. But some of those people that are just hawking stuff like the Alex Jones guy with conspiracy theories about Sandy Hook, I don't know if that stuff really should be out there anyways, but that's just my personal take. The Iowa State Patrol, they wrote a big ticket this week after clocking a white Ferrari 488 Spider doing 137 miles per hour. You know you're going to get pulled over, right? The driver did have an excuse, though, which is good. You need to have something, but it wasn't that good. A lady, told the officer, oh, I thought I was only doing about 100 or so right through there. Yeah, that didn't work. She got a huge ticket, $335. And our final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show, a lady in Austin, Texas, was walking home from a bar on Saturday. Okay, so far, smart, right? Not drinking and driving, doing the right thing, getting home in a safe manner. But I guess she wanted to prove to her friends, listen, I look good in these heels, and I can run in them, too. So she broke into a full-on sprint. And this is where it gets bad. She didn't look, and she ran through an intersection.
Ooh.
Yeah, she got nailed by an SUV, ended up needing surgery to stop a brain bleed, and the driver that hit her took off. So obviously that driver probably was under something,
wow,
too. A big hit and run. Yeah, I mean, come on. All around, that was just a terrible, dumb situation. You can check these stories out, your Dummy of the Day, at RadioNowIndy.com. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Somebody found this from, I believe, the 1950s. It is a phone etiquette list, and it's got a bunch of tips and different advice on how to act and conduct yourself when you're talking on the phone, or they said back in the 50s, when you're telephoning.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Let's see here. When you're done with your call, don't bang the phone down. Hang up gently. Now it's just like, brah!
We need Liv with the sound effects slamming the phones. Where's the phone? Don't you have the phone?
You have a
producer?
Phone right next to you.
Wait,
hello?
Yeah.
There we go.
Dang, why is she so mad?
I know, I'm like scared I'm going to break something.
This is kind of cool because we do this now kind of with FaceTime, but they said back in the 50s, visualize pictures of the person you're talking to. Like, try to imagine it in your head so your conversation will feel more personal and more real. Give them your full undivided attention, like you're talking face to face.
What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
I'm wearing my nightie. Under that's my girdle. They say, which we say now when you call into the Joe and Alex Show, hey, speak directly into the phone so I can hear you.
I think all of these still work for today.
Your lips should be about half an inch from the receiver, so you almost want to almost want to kiss it, but you don't want to get too close. You want to flirt with the phone receiver.
I'm so close.
Maybe I'll give you a kiss. Maybe I won't.
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
They also say, greet the caller in a friendly, courteous manner. Make sure you're alert, enthusiastic, be sincere.
What up?
No, I don't think it's that way.
What's up?
Throughout the entire call. And the final thing from this old guide we found from the 50s of how to be proper on the phone, answer calls promptly on the first or second ring if possible. If it gets to a third ring, boy, you're in trouble. That's not good, because that means your phone conversation is off to a bad start. Like, oh, hello, Alexandria. Thanks for picking up on the third ring.
Yeah, I'm out on that one, because if I'm doing something, I may not answer. I may let it ring a couple times before calling you back.
What were you doing? The dishes, I hope, are cooking me dinner.
You know what I'm really bad at? Putting my friends on hold if someone else is calling me, and then just never
forgetting.
Literally not talking to them again for like 3 days.
Yeah. I'm sure that would have been in this old etiquette, but they didn't even like, what? Three-way calling? What is this you speak of the future?
Liv and I would fail miserably with this list.
Oh, trust me. You both still do. So, what do you ladies got going on today? Any hump day plans? What you doing?
Well, I've been excited for Liv to watch this movie that I talked about yesterday briefly on the show, To All the Boys I Loved Before, on Netflix, which everyone is talking about. And she did watch it. I thought maybe she'd watch it today, but she actually said she ended up watching it last night. And you loved it, didn't you?
I absolutely loved it. I'm in love with the male character, the male lead in it.
Peter.
I mean, it is just so cute. It's such a cute and charming movie. I loved it.
Yeah. What did you say he could do?
Anything.
My parents listen to this show.
If your parents don't know, now they know, Liv.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. I'm going home, and the first thing I'm doing today is opening up all the windows. When it's like in the 70s like today, not as humid, it's going to be freaking awesome. And I think I'm going to actually get my butt in gear and try to go to the gym. I appreciate everybody that reached out to Joe Pesh Radio. Is pretty much any social, if you want to find me, that's the easiest thing. And offered to help me out with training advice or anything like that. Liv, I know you got your friends I got to reach out to.
Right.
That say they still want to help me too.
Well, I'm going to a spinning class today, Joe.
You know, yeah. I love riding bikes. And recently with my new hip, I had hip surgery a year ago. I've been able to ride, but I need to get like those butt pants so that it, because my butt hurts so bad for like a week after I ride a bike.
Well, Spanx? What's good about
no, I don't think it's Spanx.
What's good about spinning class is that it's only like an hour, but you burn so many calories, and it's so toning for your legs, because you're not just like riding, you're doing like sprints and hills and like things like that.
Can I bring my own seat though? Because those little seats are like disappearing in my butt cheeks. Like, I'm like, can I get some help? I'm kind of stuck here.
Yikes.
I don't see the seats. So, hey, we want you to win Niall Horan ticket tag. So make sure you listen at 5:30 this afternoon with Elliot King and tell him who won this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. I'm just going to tell you because I'm nice. The winner's name was... All right, good luck with that, okay?
Funny. You can see who wins on Twitter every day at Radio Now 1009.
All right, let's say goodbye, ladies.
Bye.